sea, once upon a time, there was a whale, and he ate fishes. All the fishes he could find in the sea, he ate with his mouth. So. And then one day, when he had eaten almost all the fishes in the sea, that whale stood up on his tail and he said,
I've eaten the starfish and the garfish, crab and the dab, the skate and his mate, the mackerel and the pickerel, and the really truly twirly whirly eel. But I'm still hungry.
But there was one small fish still left in all the sea, and he was a small, astute fish, and he didn't want to be eaten. He thought and he thought about it, and then he swam a little behind the whale's right ear, so as to be out of harm's way, and he said in his small, astute voice, O noble and generous cetacean, that means whale, have you ever eaten man? Man, said the whale, no. What is it like? It's nice, said the small, astute fish. It's nice, but nubbly. Nice, eh, said the whale. Well, then fetch me some. Oh, but one man at a time is enough, said the fish, and you must go get him. If you swim to latitude 50 north and longitude 40 west, you will find, sitting on a raft in the middle of the sea, with nothing on but a pair of blue canvas breeches, a pair of suspenders, and a jackknife, one shipwrecked mariner, trailing his toes in the water. Oh-ho, said the whale. Is that so? Well then, yo-ho!
Yo-ho, yo-ho, yo-ho! To latitude 50 north, yo-ho, and longitude 40 west. The whale went sailing forth, yo-ho, and he sang yo-ho, though he didn't know exactly where on the stormy sea. Latitude 50 north or longitude 40 west might be. Yo-ho, yo-ho, yo-ho. But at latitude 50 north, yo-ho, and longitude 40 west, he spied the sailor man, yo-ho, and he sang, yo-ho, it's really so, exactly here where he ought to be. At latitude 50 north and longitude 40 west is he. Yo-ho, 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 on the stormy sea.
When the whale saw the man, he was quite pleased. And he opened his mouth back, and back, and back, until it nearly touched his tail. And he swallowed the shipwrecked mariner, and the raft he was sitting on, and his blue canvas breeches, and the suspenders, and you must not forget the suspenders, and the jackknife. He swallowed them all down into his warm, dark inside cupboards. And then he smacked his lips. So. And then the whale turned three times around on his tail, and he said to the small, astute fish, good. And now, little astute fish, can you tell me where I can find some more man? Because I'm still hungry.
Yo-ho, yo-ho, yo-ho.
And so the whale set out to look for more man. But as soon as the shipwrecked mariner, who was a man of infinite resource and sagacity, found himself inside the whale's dark, warm inside cupboards, he thought to himself, now what shall I do?
I'll stomp and I'll jump, I'll thump and I'll bump, I'll prance and I'll dance, I'll bang and I'll clang, I'll leap and I'll creep, I'll prowl and I'll howl, I'll hop and I'll drop, I'll cry and I'll sigh.
And so he did. And he bit, and he hit, and he stepped, and he leapt, and he danced hornpipes where he shouldn't. And the whale felt most unhappy indeed. And he said to the small, astute fish, what shall I do? This man is very nubbly indeed. And besides, he's making me hiccup. O noble and generous cetacean, that means whale, said the small, astute fish, tell him to come out. So the whale called down his own throat to the shipwrecked mariner. Stop bouncing. Come out and behave yourself. Nay, nay, said the shipwrecked mariner. Take me first home to my natal shore and the white cliffs of Albion, and I'll think about it. And he began to dance more than ever. Oh-ho, said the whale. Oh-ho, is that so? Well, then, yo-ho. Oh!
Yo-ho, yo-ho, yo-ho. From latitude 50 north, yo-ho, and longitude 40 west, the whale went sailing forth, yo-ho, and he sang yo-ho, though he didn't know exactly where on the stormy sea. Latitude 50 north or longitude 40 west might be. Yo-ho, yo-ho, yo-ho. And from latitude 50 north, yo-ho, and longitude 40 west, he swam to reach the shore, yo-ho, and he sang, yo-ho, now home you go, a-sailing over the stormy sea, from latitude 50 north and longitude 40 west with me. Yo-ho, 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 on the stormy sea.
And so the whale swam and swam and swam, and at last he came to the shipwrecked mariner's natal shore and the white cliffs of Albion, and he rushed halfway up the beach and opened his mouth wide and wide and wide and said, change here for Winchester, Ashualot, Nashua, Keene, and stations on the Fitchburg Road. And just as he said, Fitch, the mariner walked out of his mouth. But while the whale had been swimming, the mariner, who was indeed a person of infinite resource and sagacity, had taken his jackknife and cut up the raft into a little square grating, all running crisscross, and he had tied it firm with his suspenders. Now you know why you were not to forget the suspenders. And as he went out, he had dragged that grating good and tight into the whale's throat, and there it stuck. Yes, indeed, said the mariner, by means of a grating, I have stopped your ating. And true it was, for from that day on, the grating in his throat, which he can neither cough up nor swallow down, has prevented the whale from eating men or boys or little girls or anything at all except very small fish. As for the shipwrecked mariner, he stepped out on the beach, went home to his mother, who had given him leave to trail his feet in the water, and he married and lived happily ever afterward. The small 'stute fish went and hid himself under the dorsals of the equator. He was afraid the whale might be angry with him.
Yo-ho, 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 and this